This is The Seduction of Molly O'Flaherty, written by Sierra Simone, narrated by Roxy Isles and Gary Furlong. Volume 1, Part 1, The Seduction of Molly O'Flaherty. Chapter 1, January 1880.
The front door closed with a slam, and I finally allowed myself to dissolve into tears. How had I let it come to this? Me? The girl who used to fight the dock boys in Liverpool? The girl who had not once but twice faced down the bull in my uncle's pen back in Ireland? It wasn't enough that I'd been slowly goaded into this trap by the board of the shipping company I'd inherited from my father. But I'd also given the leader of the board, that troll of a man, the ability to make me cry. That itself was worse than the way he'd forced himself on me. If I could have endured it stoically, maybe I wouldn't mind. Well, I would mind still, but then at least it wouldn't poison my dignity as well as my body. I used my skirt to scrub up my tongue and the insides of my cheeks, ignoring the tears running down my face, which turned instantly cold against my skin in the chilly room. I cried even harder, as I remembered for the 10,000th time that I had no options. I'd never known a woman to successfully report a man taking advantage of her when the man was as wealthy and powerful as the leader of my company's board. Especially with my unconventional reputation. I worried it would be all too easy for Mr. Cunningham to convince a court of law that my testimony was not to be trusted. And I couldn't fight back in any other way, verbally or physically, or he would see to it that I lost my company. And I couldn't talk to anybody about it. By now, I'd kept the secret of Cunningham's shadow over my life for so long that I didn't know how to unkeep it. Just imagining the look on Helene's face or Adela's. And how could I tell any of the men and not have them look differently at me? Like, I was Molly O'Flaherty, a victim, instead of Molly O'Flaherty, a red-headed, fiery-tempered heiress. Besides, I wasn't sure that Julian or Silas wouldn't kill him. And I didn't need that complication right now. No, I would just have to endure, as I had since I was 14. I had practically rubbed the inside of my mouth raw, but I still couldn't untaste what had been forced in there. And now my mouth simply tasted like silk as well as the bitter taste of Cunningham. And what was the point? He'd defiled me before, and he would again. And I had no choice if I wanted to keep my company. That's just the way it was. I slid off my chair onto the freezing floor, finally giving in.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?